Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the Fandom Files. We are a Sci-Fi Wire podcast about people who really, really love stuff. I'm Jordan Zacharin, features editor at Sci-Fi Wire, and I'm joined by my associate editor and good pal, Caitlin Bush. We are in a hotel lobby in San Diego. We are live at Comic-Con. You can hear from my voice because we were just at a party.
It is beautiful, and we have been yelling all day already.
Yeah, not at people.
Not at people.
Yeah, we're just barking at people in cosplay. Caitlin, this is your first Comic-Con.
It is.
How
it's
is
exciting.
It going so far?
I'm tired. I've been up since 4:30, Jordan. It is a time, but it's awesome. I've seen so many cool people so far. We've met so many cool people. You guys are going to hear some really fun stories from people who have been going to Comic-Con for longer than I have. So it's going to be a good time.
I mean, literally everyone has been going longer than you.
Yeah, literally everyone.
So basically the story is this. We went to the Hall H line after we had a meeting, a sci-fi meeting, and it was about 6 o'clock when we went. And we decided we're going to talk to people who've been waiting in line to get into the panels tomorrow. And there were a lot of people out there.
A lot. There were already at least probably 5 or 6 rows of maybe 75 to 100 people.
Yeah, there was a ton of people. And some of them were there since yesterday, as in like Tuesday afternoon.
These are the truly dedicated.
Yeah, we found there were families out there. There were people who met in the line. There are people who met online to go to the line.
They have spreadsheets upon spreadsheets to figure out who is going to sit on the grass when.
We're posting a little bit out of order just because of the amount of time each conversation took. But they're all really interesting. And we will be back with an interview with a cosplay dance crew, the group performing at the cosplay masquerade.
Of course, you guys won't be able to actually see them on the podcast, but you can look at them on YouTube while you're listening to us talk to them, which is basically the same thing.
Yeah, so we'll include some videos in that write-up. And so we've got a lot. Sci-Fi Wire in general has a ton going on. If you listen to this podcast, go to sci-fi.com, and you'll find, like, from Thursday to probably next week at some point, we're going to have a ton of videos, a lot of great interviews. I'm talking to Shane Black. I'm talking to James Wan. We're going to have, you know, casts of movies in the
We're going to be talking to the Fantastic Beasts folks.
Oh, yeah. We got a lot going on. We got, you know, Caitlin's going to be talking to some Castle Rock people. There's a lot of fun stuff coming up, and we have stuff from, there's parties. There's, like, there's sci-fi parties at the Children's Museum.
It's crazy. We got a 90s theme party. We have a Harry Potter theme party.
Yeah, they, like, told us we can go to one of two. I, like, knew immediately which one Caitlin's going to go to.
Yeah.
So go to sci-fi.com once you're done listening to this. Subscribe to the Fandom Files so you can hear our next podcast on Saturday. We talked to the cosplay dance crew. And again, follow all the stuff going on. And enjoy the show. We are right near the very front of the line with Tom, Fernando, and Ming. You guys have been here. How long have you been here?
I got here, 10 o'clock last night, so...
What have you been up to?
Mainly trying to stay awake.
So you got here Tuesday at 10 p.m., just so everyone knows, and it is now 6:34 on Wednesday. 6:34 p.m. on Wednesday.
About right, yeah.
So you're coming up on, like, 20 hours here. This is about 20 hours.
Just about, yeah.
So I know you can save spaces for people. You know, you can come back and forth. Have you been sitting here the whole time, or have you taken some time off?
Mostly sitting most of the time, yeah.
Do you have, like, good reading material?
Just checking Facebook and just
how long have you, so are you guys locals? Are you San Diego locals?
I live in Orange County. Myself live in Orange County.
Okay, what about you guys?
I'm from Austin, Texas.
Okay.
I'm from North Carolina.
Oh wow, so you guys, like, flew in here.
Yeah.
That's exciting. So when did you get here?
Well, I got here just a few hours ago.
So you're fresh to all of this. Okay. Alright. I see your game.
I'm gonna say, and I got in around 9:30 this morning.
All right, so what do you guys, obviously the big panel tomorrow morning is Doctor Who, I believe. What are you guys excited for? What are you guys waiting all this time in line for?
I guess I'm curious because I I haven't really heard anything of the new doctor, and just I really haven't even heard her interviewed in anything. I haven't been looking, so
she hasn't done much of anything, honestly. So
I haven't seen anything about it either. It's really secretive.
That's probably the big draw, that she's done so little, that everybody's like really curious, what is this new doctor going to do? It was the same thing for when Capaldi was here for the first time, where he just hadn't been in the States, and so same thing.
Are you big Doctor Who fans?
I am, yeah.
I would say from the modern era. Like, I didn't watch any of the old Doctor Who. We started with, now I can't remember, now I'm blanking on his name.
Tennant?
No, before Tennant.
I started Tennant.
No.
Eccleston,
yes, Eccleston.
One season wonder.
Yeah. Yep. And then enjoy Tennant and Matt Smith, and those were both fun. Capaldi was also a very different take on the Doctor. I think it took him a little while to get used to it. So I'm excited for the new Doctor.
I'm in the thick of it. You ever watch that show?
Yes,
yeah. Yeah, that's a great show.
He was really good. That was the one when he first started. Everyone was like, he's just going to be swearing everywhere. Yeah. Right? Like,
he's so good at it.
Screaming.
He's so good at saying horrible things.
He definitely was. I think when they said when he was in that episode where he was up against the Dalek, and the Dalek said, "You would make a great Dalek." I remember.
That was good.
That was pretty awesome.
I like that episode a lot.
So you grew up a big Doctor Who fan?
I go back. I'm significantly older than these guys, so yeah, I go back to the '80s, and Tom Baker probably is my first Doctor.
How did you guys meet? Through Doctor Who, or?
No, just line groups. Fernando set up, and that's why I say he's the master. He called on people to, you know, share line loads, and
so we don't have someone.
We all just
here
came together
the whole 25 hours.
Even though he does like to camp out.
That kind of is my specialty. That is my superpower.
Have you been doing this a lot of years?
Well, I've been coming to Comic-Con for 8 years.
Okay.
But it's been, ever since Fernando set up the group, I found opportunities usually to hang on to either for Hall H Friday or Hall H Thursday. Just sit down and just sort of grab the closest spot.
You did all four, right? Last year you did all 4 days?
Yeah, I did. That was impressive even for me.
Wow. So how does that work? Do you like, because you got it. So some people are online right now for Friday. So what do? You camp out each night for the next day, or what?
You find holes you try and sort of distribute your people and to cover as many days as possible, and then some guy like me who can take up a lot of hours just sort of sits on the stuff that
needs. So you like taking one for the team?
To a large extent, yeah.
Wow.
So.
And Fernando, you're the one who organizes all of us, apparently.
He puts a spreadsheet together,
so
which is a lot more work
than it
seems.
This is like a legit operation. This is like a sting operation.
It's, I mean, it. We follow the rules as much as possible, and like, it's really convenient when, these are the hours that I can contribute, and it helps everybody. It really.
Mm-hmm. How do you find each other? How do you find the people? Are they just friends of yours, or?
So it's funny because we started the year that Star Wars got here.
Ooh.
And so,
what year was that?
So that was 4 years ago.
Okay.
I think that's.
And so I was like, okay, so I can't do this by myself. Like, it's just, it's not, like, my body will not, my body will not handle doing that many days without sleep and just being out there. And then not only that, but we had a hotel room, so.
Yeah,
so
why would you be a sucker?
Yeah. And so I went on one of the Comic-Con forums and then just said, hey, who wants to get a group together? And we started out with, I think it was 12 of us. And that we just shared line duties that year, and it worked out really well. We were like in the third or fourth row, and that was great. And then ever since then, it's like, okay, we can do this.
How do you know you can trust people when you meet them online like this?
So that first year, we did a meetup. I said, okay, so I don't know what anybody looks like. And so we all just met out here outside of Hall H, and like, just so we can kind of know who we're looking for. And that's kind of been the core group that said, oh, I have a friend, or I have some more family members that are coming, or some college buddies of mine want to do Comic-Con too. And that's.
So is it the group grown over time?
Yeah. I think last year was
30-something.
It was close to 30.
Yeah. Wow.
What's the size this year that you guys were going
with? I think it's still about the same, actually. There actually was a lot of swap out. There's a lot of people that could make it. There's, can't make it some years. Or you look at the schedule and you're just like, there's Hall H seems like I don't want to put it that big of a time commitment to it. And that's okay. That's perfectly fine.
Wusses. And so what is the... So, Is there money change hands here? People pull in money for food, or how does it all work?
No, everybody kind of like everybody does their own thing for food. That's the nice thing about taking line duties is, hey, do you need to go grab some food? Then
I'm just imagining like a big crime operation in my mind. Like there's some sort of like real shadowy
sort of
thing,
like Ocean's 11 type thing, but Comic-Con edition.
What is what is the bathroom situation like here?
In this line it's.
You can go
G.
into the convention center whenever you want.
What about like 2 a.m.?
Go into the convention center.
Hall G, Hall G, they open the doors for you. And
there's a guard. There's a guard in there all the time. And if you need to go, you go. They let you in. They let you out.
It's pretty lax security.
I would just stay there all night.
Yeah, I was going to say. Well, this sounds like we're hatching a good plan here.
I would sleep in a stall.
I'm sure they would notice that you didn't come out.
So have friendships really blossomed out of this whole experience?
Yeah, I think so.
So like you just keep in touch throughout the year? No, the answer is no.
Yeah.
When it starts kicking in, you're like, okay, hey, how's everybody doing?
Social media kind of helps with that, right? Where I follow me on Twitter and he follows me on Twitter and we'll keep up with a lot of people that do tweet out stuff. So.
What is the... Has there been like romances to come out of this? Do you think the Hall H lines? You think there's been?
No, not that I know. Not that
somewhere,
I,
I'm
not
sure.
Unless it was already before the meeting. Basically,
yeah,
I think there've been friends who've just gotten closer because of this. But they already knew each other beforehand. So.
Fair enough. So what is the key? Especially Ming, you do this. You handle the bulk. You know, you carry this on your back. What is the key to lasting out here?
Just determination, I guess.
Yeah.
I'm a former Marine.
Wow. So this is nothing to you. We're like, oh my god, that's so hard. And you're like, I was a fucking Marine.
You're like, I'm sitting on the grass. What's wrong with you people?
There didn't used to be tents.
Oh.
Okay.
I can always look back on things that were a little bit more difficult.
I would imagine.
Just a bit. And so it's just like, there's sun, wow, okay. either you're here and, ants are crawling all over you, or you're out by the beach basically and you got the sun and the surf and the water, and maybe it's a little bit humid, but
the seagulls taking your food.
Yeah, nothing that hasn't happened before.
I don't think I've ever seen seagulls take people's food here.
I don't think so. No, but
yeah.
I've really seen them take people's food though. So hovering around the trash cans.
What do you guys eat? Do you try? I saw someone brought honey buns, literally honey buns. You got a huge bag of Doritos, Fritos. You got Chips Ahoy. So this is like a kind of a junk food situation here.
I respect that.
It's actually a lot better than you think, because like there's food trucks that are over in the parking lot for Petco. The hotels around here stay open a little bit later, so you can have actual food. But yes, you are living off of snacks and grazing. But there's real food to be had. You just have to know.
But that's boring. If you're camping out, you want to eat crap, right?
Yeah, you say that, but then like you smell someone's like warm food go by, and you're like. Oh, I'm doing that. Oh, yeah, I'm doing that. Oh, in the morning, like, coffee runs are, like, the thing. And that's the other thing that happens is that sometimes celebrities will come by and bring donuts and stuff. So that's
What kind of celebrities have you had come?
Misha Collins comes fairly consistently on Sunday.
We were just saying that earlier. He's a really big person because Supernatural does a lot of Hall H stuff.
Yes, yeah. Usually he does a run before the... either past the line or, at one time he actually came into the line and gets quite a response.
Yeah, he's a sweetheart. I know that from watching it for a while, but, yeah.
Who would be your dream to come by and, like, give you a donut or whatever?
When you're just, like, exhausted and feeling horrible, who would be the person that would, like, brighten your day immediately?
George Lucas.
setting the bar high, man. He's setting the bar high.
Yeah.
Beat that.
It wasn't at Comic-Con, but I think J.J. Abrams, when Force Awakens came out, he just gave pizza to everybody. That was quite filling, yeah. Quite nice.
Were you there when that happened?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So you camp out at more than just Comic-Con?
Mostly Southern California things.
Okay.
It's kind of in my area, so.
So like movie premieres and whatnot?
Not so much those, but yeah.
So what else have you been out there for?
WonderCon, Comic-Con, a small Gallifrey One Doctor Who convention down in the Marriott. So.
You could probably charge people and just like say, I'll keep your spot in line. You guys are getting off easy.
There actually, I've seen that happen, where it's legit like line holders. You pay them to stay in line for you. Like, they don't need a badge or anything like that.
There's services for it.
Yeah.
Apps. Just like on the down low.
It's on the down low.
Yeah.
Well, that's not anymore, really but cool. But as you don't need you don't need a badge to stay in line. But as long as the people that are getting the wristbands have the badge, it's not really a huge deal.
What do you think the going rate on that is?
I think it's like $100. I'd heard something because the group last year's the group behind us on for Friday for Game of Thrones and Walking Dead hired some homeless guy, I think, because he was just bit skeevy looking and constantly looking over my stuff. And yeah, and I heard later that they'd paid him $100 or something like that to.
They probably got off cheap.
Probably, and given that they were a fairly sizable group, that was.
See, now I feel guilty cheap. Suggesting that. Using a homeless guy.
Never going to be the first person to have a bad idea.
True. It makes me feel better, I think. Myself.
When we were talking to some people earlier, they had said that they have seen some fights break out in lines. They had seen one fight break out once before because they weren't aware of the five-only rule, and people were hopping in and they got mad about it. Have you guys ever witnessed anything that security has had to take care of?
I've never seen a fight over that. I do remember there was a struggle about 2 years ago when they hadn't set the rules of how to set the next day line.
Yeah.
And so two unofficial lines had formed around the flag. And so and neither one wanted to give up.
Yeah, I remember
and so
that
I
one.
Think you had some woman just grab the flag bodily.
Oh no.
And just refused to let go.
She's the hero of the moment.
Pretty
or
much.
Or the villain.
Or the villain.
If she lives long enough, I guess she becomes the villain. But yeah, she hung on to the flag and just refused to let it go. And the line managers had to promise them that they would keep their spaces, but they just needed to integrate the two lines into one.
It's amazing.
Things get pretty passionate, and the weather.
3 years
helps
ago, there was a big scrum up on the backside of the convention center. Mm-hmm. There's a parking lot out there. Well, the line, if it gets long enough, they'll zigzag it on that side. Well, they started handing out the wristbands, and when it got to that point, they all just started bum rushing the people that were handing out the wristbands. So there was no order out there at all. I'm not sure if there was any fights or anything that happened, but it didn't look fun.
It's chaos.
Yeah, it seemed like just straight chaos.
You guys ever been to New York Comic Con?
I have not, no.
See, the thing is, we're from New York, and the thing about New York Comic Con is it's at the Javits Center, which is right on the West Side Highway, which is, it's a kind of a nowhere, no man's land,
sure.
The area. Yeah. And
literally, unless it's Comic Con or something else, no one goes.
Car show, there. The boat show.
New York Comic Con.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah. And so they're redoing the Javits Center now because it's crappy, and it's very cramped. But I can't imagine people camping outside for that because you'd just be hit by trucks. That's a good thing.
It's like the most New York thing you could possibly imagine. People like screaming and just it's hot and sticky and dirty and there's not nice grass.
And the great thing is that like when people are going to the convention, they have to take the subway generally.
Okay.
And then they come back. So you have people in cosplay on the subway. And then you have people when they're done. There's no way else to get away from the Javits Center generally unless you come up, walk east, and that's Times Square. So you just have these people in just like costumes flooding towards Times Square. It's absolutely bizarre. This is a much nicer, chiller atmosphere.
Yeah, and I think that's probably why it's never going to really leave San Diego. There's too many advantages, and just the fact that you can have these lines. I'd heard at New York Comic Con, I think seating is generally either assigned or prepaid for, or something like that.
But it's very packed.
It's more strict. I feel like there's more rules at New York Comic Con than there are here.
Yeah, I mean, you can't really even get around there.
Yeah, more organization.
Okay, so yeah. It's a different experience. I would love to experience it one of these days, but
Sci-Fi Wire has a live show on the stage at New York Comic Con. You should come and I wouldn't recommend sleeping outside there.
I don't think I'll be doing that.
So other than Doctor Who, what else are you guys really excited for at this convention?
Well, Wonder Woman, I think on Saturday. Okay. Gal Gadot.
Nice.
I think she's come back about third or fourth year now or something. Yeah.
About her third year in a row, yeah. I think.
For yeah. Woman, Justice League, and now Wonder Woman
again.
Yeah.
She's just funny. She's very, really personable, and it's just interesting. The stories that she tells are just interesting, and I could listen to her all day. So
I like this trend. Not that Stranger Things is new, but did you see the new mall commercial they have, their teaser trailer? It was a commercial for like the Starwood Mall or something like that. It's a fictional mall, obviously. And then we got Wonder Woman there in the mall, 1984, with Chris Pine with that ridiculous fanny pack. I really like this trend of like 80s pastiches we're getting all of a sudden. I'm a big fan of that.
Yeah, well,
those of us that grew up in the 80s are now getting to the age where we're spending money. Yeah. So they're like, hey, you want to get these people to spend money? We'll make it nostalgia. And then
do you guys go after a lot of swag or a lot of exclusives? What's your shopping list look like?
Not me. I'm more of a Shutterbug and just Instagram.
A lot of photos. What are you guys?
I've done exclusives in the past. I like the way that they did it this year, where you signed up in the portal and then you found out if you got whatever exclusive it was, and then you're done. Like, I don't have to worry if I'm going to get up early to try an exclusive. I missed out on that. So
yeah.
I can now spend my time doing other stuff.
How about you?
I try to get exclusives, especially for the family if they can't make it out most of the time. But other than that, if I don't get something exclusive, it's not like it's heartbreaking or anything like that. It's just like, oh, well,
right.
It wasn't meant to be.
That's a good way to look at it. Yeah. All right, guys, we'll let you wait online. What time do they let you in the morning?
We get lined back up around 7:30, and then we'll probably go in around like 9:30. So it's another 2 hours of waiting.
So it's 6:53. You got a little over 12 hours before.
Sounds about right.
Piece of cake.
Nice and easy. Home stretch.
Do you guys get a lot of sleep during this?
There's no sleep for Comic-Con.
Sleep
it's not allowed.
Dead. Sleep when you're dead.
Comic-Con bus.
Right. We are here with Andrea, Yvonne, and May, right near the front of the line here for Hall H. How long have you guys been here?
I've been here since 11 a.m.-ish.
I came about 4:30 after work.
And that was May and Andrea. On how long?
Yeah, I've been here since about 5.
Okay, so what...
It's 6 o'clock right now, so some of you have been here for
a really long time. Yes.
You said, May, you've been coming to Comic-Con a really long time.
Yes, I've been coming. This is my 18th, 19th Comic-Con.
Have you always waited in line for Hall H?
Well, for the longest time, you didn't have to wait in line for Hall H. You just say, hey, I want to go to Comic-Con, drive down, buy a ticket, and then... go.
What was that like?
It was awesome. I miss it.
When was the last time you could do something like that? When it was that simple?
Before Twilight.
Oh, was that the like delineating?
In point? My opinion, it ruined everything.
And yet you're still sitting here. I remember when that madness happened. It was because people were upset that like, why is Twilight even here, right?
Yeah. If they were more movies and stuff and TV shows were coming. They had some, but they weren't, the money wasn't behind the movie and the TV shows, or at least it didn't seem, in my opinion. Then all of a sudden, everybody started throwing money at Comic-Con because people, word of mouth.
Interesting. So did the fan base change too? Did you see a change in the kind of fans that were coming here?
I think it became more pop culture and slightly away from the comics. That's what I think this year. I think it'll be there will be a bigger focus on the comic part of Comic-Con.
What makes you say that part of it?
The lack of the big studios being here.
Yeah, no Star Wars, no Game of Thrones, no Marvel.
Yeah, HBO's not here. I mean, just HBO's just not here. You know, several other stars, I don't think, is here. You know, so they're not just not here. So I think it's like, I know I'm looking forward to some of the smaller panels that, like, oh, I think I didn't go see, you know. So you can't draw, but, you know, here's how to draw a comic panel.
So what are you guys excited for? Andrea?
Doctor Who.
Doctor Who? You excited about the new Doctor?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
Who is your favorite Doctor so far?
It's hard to say. It goes back and forth. And I think I really like 11.
11? Okay.
Yes, but I would say Capaldi really grew on me.
Was Matt your first Doctor?
No. No, it was Eccleston.
Okay, see, a lot of people who say that 11 is their favorite Doctor, that was the first one they started watching.
No.
That's when it got really popular in the U.S. especially.
I think it always, with each regeneration, it was like, I kind of don't like you at first. And then after a couple of episodes, they're like, oh, wait, no, I see the Doctor
that's
in you now. And then they became my favorite Doctor.
Yeah,
so.
they work in the personality and you
exactly.
see the quirks. It's great.
He's your favorite, right?
He's my favorite. I'm one of those people who cheated and started watching right when Matt Smith came on, too.
Right.
So.
It's cheating.
it's cheating.
As long as you went back.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
we'll
see.
There you go.
So as a Doctor Who fan, do you feel like the whole fan base is very excited about the new one?
Oh, I think you've got some outliers who obviously are upset about the Doctor being female now. But I think for the most part, everyone should be pretty excited.
Do you think with the new showrunner, too, that'll help?
It's hard to say.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it'd be good. It's good to get new eyes and new blood in there, and we'll see how it goes.
And Yvonne, what are you pumped for?
Doctor Who as well as Supernatural.
Okay. So what are you guys in line for tonight? Like, what's the thing that you're going to go to Hall H for tomorrow?
Doctor Who.
Doctor Who.
Okay. And what time is that panel?
11:45.
Yeah.
11:45-ish.
And so you're going to be 24 hours before you get to that panel.
Well, we're going to work in shifts.
Right. I see you got a lot of faces. You got these, like, little placards or signs for people. You got their best photos, I think.
Yes.
Got people with unicorn onesies on. So how does this clever system work?
Well, in the line, you can have yourself and up to 5 additional people. That way you don't get the line bloat. And those are my 5 people.
So you each have 5 people?
No, the first person in line.
Oh.
They're part of my 5.
Okay.
I figure if I had 2 people here that were in the line with me when I got started, then we could have technically 10 people, but we'd only do like 8.
Okay.
Just so that the people that are behind us
don't get pissed off
right.
Because they'd been waiting in line almost as long as we have, and then all of a sudden you've got, you know, yourself and 20 of your friends in line.
And you were telling us earlier that you had experienced that before, where you were actually pretty close to the front of the line, and then all of a sudden there were a ton of people in front of you.
Yeah. That's happened to us a couple of years in a row before Comic-Con said 5.
Does it ever come to blows?
Pretty darn Almost. Close.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell me about that.
Have you ever gotten in a fight? Well, it wasn't us, but the people ahead of us.
Last year we were in the middle of an issue that almost came to blows, and they had to get security involved.
Tell me everything.
What did they look like? What were they saying?
I know, right?
Come closer to the mic and spill it all.
Well, I basically, to make it simple and dumbed down, was the people behind us didn't know about the 5-to-1 person rule, and
amateurs.
So the group in front of us had a couple more people come. There wasn't that many, and this is still. This is Thursday night, and we're in line for Saturday, so we still have a day and a
Whoa.
Half to go. And they lost their minds, and they were screaming, and we're in the middle of it trying to play referee, and we had to get security because they would not stop yelling and got really ugly.
Did they use naughty words?
Yes.
Well, and what does security do? And do they get thrown out?
Honestly, there's not much they can do. We're on public property, so they can't throw anybody out. They can't throw anybody out of the line. They just have to calm people down. That's really the only thing they
can do. So what ended up happening? Did people, like, shake hands?
Part of our group that wasn't already there, we just went to the back of the line because we didn't want to start anything else. And the people that they were fighting with couldn't have anybody else join them either.
So how long is the long... So you were there for Thursday night for Saturday.
Yes.
What's the longest you've waited in line?
That was the longest.
I think that was the longest.
Yeah, the line started early Thursday evening. Basically, as soon as they let the next day line up to where we are now under these tents, then they start the line for the following day. So right now we're in line for Thursday, but there might be a line for Friday already started back by the ocean back there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Back by the ocean.
Yeah.
What were you in line for that long?
That was for Saturday, so the main event on Saturday is Marvel.
Right. So you just camped out. You were in Hall H all day.
Yes.
Okay. So what? Yes. So when you're in Hall H, so obviously the exciting thing is seeing the exclusives, right? Seeing the previews, seeing the favorite stars. Like, what has been the best Hall H experience for you?
My best Hall H experience was a few years ago for the Marvel panel when Tom Hiddleston came out dressed as Loki.
I remember that got
that was
really big online.
Yeah. We were about four rows back and I was on the aisle and I would have done anything that guy said.
Because that was when he came out and he shushed everyone and was in full
He
Loki
had
guard.
Control of that entire room. All 6,500 people were at his beck and call at that point. It was
Did
crazy.
Did he ask people to do something horrible?
No.
he wasn't full Loki. He was just Tom Hiddleston dressed as Loki.
Yes.
So he was still a nice person.
All right, cool. What about you guys? What's been your best experience? You're like, I don't care. I don't like it.
Well, last year's Supernatural panel was pretty cool because they opened with Kansas.
That was for season 12, right?
Yeah.
yeah.
Or season 13.
Are we coming up on season 14 now?
Yeah, we're coming up on season 14.
That's like quietly the longest running show in TV history.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But those guys are a lot of fun.
Yeah. So that just having the rock band come out and perform their hit song was pretty cool.
Kansas was actually there.
The light went down. The band Kansas came out on stage and started playing Wayward Son,
which is the Supernatural song.
And so once you see the doctor tomorrow, are you gonna just leave Hall H after that? Or are you gonna stick around all day?
I think there may be one more panel, but I got to check the time again because if it's at 7 o'clock at night, I probably won't.
Are you gonna go to another Hall H like another day here, or is this it?
We have Supernatural on Sunday.
Okay, got it. Cool. Are you gonna stay like over Saturday night for that?
Yes, I will be here Saturday.
Are you guys doing anything else other than Hall H line? Are you just sitting here and then going into Hall H and living it up, or are you gonna see anything else?
I'm going to. I'll walk the floor. Saturday, Buffy the Vampire Slayer is having a vampire hunt. We're gonna do that.
You gonna murder?
I'm gonna do that. Yeah, we're gonna go hunt vampires
Take
and kill
down
them.
Some vampires.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's only dust left, so you know.
And there's also the Man in the High Castle.
Yeah,
panel on Saturday
on
as well.
Saturday. Yeah.
Like violent day. Nazis and vampire hunters.
And then you have Doctor Who to round it all out. There's a little bit more hope and humanity and all that. But then a lot of blood and vampires and all that.
Yes.
Motorcycle, no, we're recording
a podcast. You
have to
balance it out.
Although I do have some Irish dance friends who are going to do the costume masquerade on Saturday night. So
oh, cool.
We'll see them.
We're going to go check that out also.
Yes.
Do you guys cosplay?
No.
No.
Not here. It's too hot.
Oh, so what do you cosplay though otherwise?
I've done Jedi Mary Poppins before.
Ooh. That's a real Disney mashup.
Yeah.
I like your AT-AT necklace.
Oh, thank you.
Very good. So are you guys going to be searching for a lot of swag while you're here, you collectors?
Hopefully. What they changed this year is all the exclusive items, or a lot of the exclusive items, were done by a lottery system. So the pros and cons for that, we don't have to get in line for anything, but I didn't get any exclusive. So
son of a gun.
Me either.
Was there anything that you really wanted that you couldn't get your hands on this year?
The only thing I really wanted was Funko's Doctor, the new Doctor. Yeah.
There'll be plenty of those, I think. I think they'll be making a lot of them.
I hope so.
So, all right, so let's say it's like 3 a.m. What do you guys do? Do you sleep?
Sleep.
Yeah? What's bedtime here?
Yeah. Well, I have the earplugs.
Yeah.
That the Navy has.
Wow.
Planes.
Are you guys afraid that you're gonna get like usurped in line? Are you afraid anyone's gonna like sneak in?
They won't dare though.
You'll take them down. I mean, you're gonna vampire hunting later, yeah. So you gotta prepare.
And you've seen violence here.
I'm a fan. I can hit them.
You're totally fine.
Well, guys, thank you for talking with us. Good luck. I hope it doesn't get too cold tonight. It's San Diego. It'll probably be fine, right? Yeah.
All right, now we are back with a whole family, I believe. Family? All right,
yeah.
Good. I'd be really mad at myself if I got that wrong. So we got a whole family here. Yeah. So we got a whole family here waiting in line underneath just the very edge of the tent. And why don't we pass around the mic and say your names?
Beth Pollard.
He's got a Happy Meal.
We got some fries in the mouth.
Jack Kierkegaard.
Brad Kierkegaard.
Rabbi.
Amelia Kierkegaard.
Catherine Jane Potter.
Mary Potter.
So thanks the whole gang for agreeing to talk with us. How long have you guys been waiting in line right here?
4.5 hours.
Four and a half hours. We got a whole big family. We got to make sure we're passing around the microphone. Jack was hogging it. It's all right. Is this his first Comic-Con?
This would be his 7th, and he is 7.
Wow.
This is my first Comic-Con. You have been to 6 more Comic-Cons than
this
me.
This is, Amelia, which Comic-Con for you is this?
This is my 11th, and I'm 11, 12th, and I'm 11 years old.
So.
In utero.
Oh, okay.
So, this is a raised family of Comic-Con lovers.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
We're seasoned.
That's my favorite thing.
That's the 10th anniversary.
Yes. That's the 10th anniversary Comic-Con.
Nice.
So, you are locals, I take it. No?
So, we are local.
Raise your hand if you're local.
We have 4 locals here.
And then, where are you guys from?
North Carolina.
Fayetteville, North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Oh. So you guys come here every year for the Comic-Con?
They do.
Yeah.
Okay, so tell me about Comic-Con when you were 1 year old. What was that like for you?
I don't remember.
what stories have you heard?
Oh.
Yeah, what stories have you heard?
Once I was, I met Anna Kendren. Because I went to a Paranorman panel from Leica, and I asked why were the monsters so scary, but I was like 4, and so
Anna Kendrick thought you were very adorable.
I was adorable, and I was in a little unicorn hoodie. I don't know.
Did Anna Kendrick tell you that you were adorable? Because I'm sure you were.
Yes, she did.
If you Google unicorn girl Anna Kendrick, you get pictures of her.
Yes.
So what was her answer? What was her answer?
They all looked to the director, and she kind of lost it and started tweeting, and all of Hall H went, aw. Of course, as a dad, I was sold. That was it. That was good.
And so, now what are you guys excited to see? What are you guys waiting for?
So, we're waiting especially for Doctor Who, although the Dragon Ball Z is pretty great for the kids, too. That kind of helps later in the day. New Doctor, pretty exciting. Amelia? Predator, yes. We started telling our son about Predator, which will be interesting.
Has he ever seen the original?
He has not. And we obviously have to kind of catch him up. We have some work
sure.
to do.
Yeah,
So this last week he did watch Patriot and Gladiator. So we're filling in slowly.
Wow. So can we ask him what he thinks of Predator?
What do you think so far of Predator? With the story we were telling you about with Predator and the alien, do you remember? Are you excited?
Yeah, I remember that, Dad.
Yeah, do you want to tell him? Are you excited?
I'm excited.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty cool.
Do you want to see any of the old movies that were Predator movies?
Do you
want to see any of the old ones before you see this new one?
Okay.
Jack, how does the Predator track
people? Jack, how does a Predator track people?
By heat.
Damn.
Nice.
That's true, yeah.
Nice.
Wow. Very awesome.
What's the Predator doing on planet Earth?
What's the Predator doing on planet Earth?
Hunting
what? What is he hunting?
People.
Oh, sick. That's pretty sick.
You're way cooler than I was when I was 7 years old, just so you know.
So what are your favorite movies? Like, what are you excited to see here other than the stuff at Hall H?
Alrighty,
what are we going to go do?
I'm really excited to go to an Overwatch panel.
Oh, yeah? Who are you going to see play?
I'm not really going to see anyone play. I just really want to learn more about the new Hero Hammond and see what's up at the Blizzard area.
Are you a big play? Are you a big gamer?
I like to play D.Va a lot, yeah.
Yeah? What?
I have a cosplay.
You're cosplaying? Who are you cosplaying as?
I'm going to cosplay on Friday as D.Va, and I'm just going to have a jacket and some leggings. And
that's cool.
It.
So, yeah, Jack, who are you cosplaying
as? Who are you going to cosplay as? Do you remember? Who are you going to be? Who are you going to be from Overwatch? Do you remember? Yeah, talking to the mic? You have to talk to the mic, though.
I'll be the new Hero Hammond.
The new Hero Hammond?
Yeah.
Was that your favorite game, Overwatch?
Yeah.
Do you guys play Fortnite? Her face, just her eyes, just wide.
We have
Fortnite.
Like crazy wide eyes here.
Nope, I don't play Fortnite. Not once.
You have never played it once? Oh, Amelia, I think, plays.
Oh, okay, actually, so what's the drama here?
I actually wrote a poem about how much better Overwatch was than Fortnite.
Wow, can we hear it?
I don't have it right now.
Do you have it on your phone or anything?
No.
All right.
Wait, maybe.
Oh my God, this is. You berated the boys in your fifth grade class
yeah.
with that poem.
You're my hero. Yeah, when we were, you know, walking around, we were like, this is a family. This is really cool. I mean, how often do you guys see other families around with three generations of people in Comic-Con?
Not three
is this like a common thing?
Yeah, not three generations.
No, so we've got 7, 11, 15.
Do I have to say 42?
42, 47.
50, 74.
74.
Yeah,
and 70. And Grandpa is relaxing until it's
time. I do not blame him.
Our man. So what are you guys going to do? When's bedtime tonight?
Tomorrow night.
You guys soon.
We've not negotiated that yet.
That's
tomorrow night, actually.
These two are going to be the really late nighters.
Yeah, we're the ones holding the space.
Well, good luck, guys, with the sleep out and all this exciting stuff. It's very cool to see three generations of family out here.
This will be a lot more fun. The last time we camped out, the Hilton had, the Strain on the
creepy.
Front. And the big tongue was sticking out. And we were pretty much right here, and we laid in our sleeping bags and stared up
and
at the zombie
rained.
Face.
It rained on us. We were not under the tent. We were in the grass.
And we put a plastic tarp over ourselves and slept in the rain.
I was a little worried we were going to suffocate in the middle.
So it's much nicer to look at a tattooed tattooed biker as we lay out here tonight.
Well, dedication is like the key here, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah. It's who wants it most.
Yes.
We learned that a long time ago.
Yep.
Clearly.
Yes. We learned that in our 12 years of doing this.
Yeah. Good luck, you guys.
Well, thank you so much.
It was so much fun.
Thank you.
We're here with Adrian and Mike. We are very close to the front of the line. How long have you guys been here?
Been coming since 2015 and started camping here yesterday.
Yesterday? Yeah. What time?
2
p.m.?
2 p.m.
Wow. How about you?
Yeah, we've been associated for about 2 or 3 Comic-Cons now, so we're a team. So we got here at 2, and we've been relieving him back and forth.
How'd you guys meet? Through Comic-Con?
Yeah, through Comic-Con, just...
Comic-Con, the lines.
The lines.
It's a great place
to make
friends.
Making friends forward and back of you, so creating alliances so you can get good spots in line.
I like the term alliances.
I know. We've been talking with people, and they've been telling us that it's kind of like some like weird war. And we met some people who have a spreadsheet for like who takes
their spreadsheets.
Yeah,
you see up here, there's turfs.
Yeah.
Ready mark hanging right
the balloon.
Up there.
There's a balloon with a smiley face on it.
Yeah.
There's your turf.
And they have a spreadsheet, too. They're a separate group than us. They have a spreadsheet that schedules and everything. We're kind of more like guerrilling it.
So,
guerrilla style.
Yeah,
like
yeah. Yeah. We're very, very functional.
Is there a rivalry at all? Or no? It's all friendly?
No, not that I know of. I don't think anyone wants to start one. So
yeah.
I think we're good. they know where we stand.
I think it's easier like to make friends with people because, especially if you're trying to get in Hall H, front of the line, all 4 days. The more people that you know, the better.
There's a lot of solidarity in the suffering.
Yeah.
And just the sleeping overnight.
Yeah, yeah.
And it kind of bonds more people than it separates them.
Yeah, the camp out is very special. The sleeping out overnight, yeah.
I've done the music festival thing before where you stand in line for a very long time waiting for acts to come on. And it's the I get that, the bond made and suffering and sitting here and sweating and wanting to fall asleep and all that.
Yeah.
It's like deja vu when you do, because this is my 12th straight con.
Woo!
Yeah, so I've been pretty lucky.
So what have been your favorite things that you've seen over the years? What are some of the coolest stuff that you've seen?
Well, the first time that I discovered that the Hall H line was a disaster was the 2006 Comic-Con. I tried to get in here for the Spider-Man 3 Sam Raimi panel.
You didn't miss much.
At that time, though, at that time was when they were going to show the first footage of Venom.
Right.
So I came, and I wasn't even trying to buy, like, the 4-day with preview nights then. It was just, you could literally show up on the day and get in line. But this particular panel, it was the first time that I saw the Hall H line going all the way around by the Embarcadero. And then I was like, oh, the game is real now, you know.
Yep,
and then after
real,
that,
then when Twilight
I started
hit.
Organizing it.
Yeah, when Twilight hit, that's when it really
Twilight
exploded.
Also.
That's
yeah.
what people have been telling us, that things really changed when Twilight became really popular.
Yeah, yes. That fandom rocked it to its core.
Yeah.
And that's a different fandom for Twilight than, you know, maybe Spider-Man.
And people who are excited to see Venom.
Yeah.
Well, at that time, I mean, it was, that was a shared trilogy of the Twilight, and then you were all the tweens. And before that, there wasn't really a lot of tweens.
Nothing that crazy. Probably High School Musical, if you could call that anything.
They had High School Musical here?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I'm just trying to think of like the really trendy ones.
It could have been in one of the smaller panels on the other one, but not Hall H.
Walking around with all the people.
What are you guys excited for this year?
Breaking Bad. Love me my Breaking Bad.
Reunion, right?
Yeah, and got to see Bryan Cranston.
Cool. What day is that? Is that tomorrow?
That's tomorrow.
All right.
Yeah.
Most people here we talk to are waiting for Doctor Who, but you're on the Breaking Bad.
Yeah,
train.
I'm all Breaking Bad.
Nice. Yeah. What about you?
I want to see the Breaking Bad panel also.
Breaking Bad. Better Call Saul. Predator.
Yeah. For me, it's more about just getting into Hall H because I carry a lot of stuff, and I camp out in Hall H all day.
Yeah.
And then I just kind of go back and forth. Tomorrow is just kind of like a day where I'm just gonna chill in there and see some of the panels, but I'm not like super excited.
Okay.
But Friday, I think is Walking Dead tomorrow or Friday?
It's gonna be on Friday.
Yeah, Friday.
Yeah, it's
and
gonna
then
be on Friday.
Saturday, I'm looking forward to what Warner Brothers is doing.
Okay. Yeah, all the superhero stuff, Aquaman and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So you mentioned Predator.
Yes.
I'm talking to Shane Black later this
really?
Week. Yeah. Oh. What do you want to know about the new movie? Let's see if I can ask him.
I really want to know if he would give me a Predator Conan pop. That's the main thing I would want to know about the movie. But I also do want to know if there's going to be any tie-in to Arnold. Is there going to be any tie-in to the Robert Rodriguez one? Does AVP have anything to do with it?
Like, is this going to be a standalone type thing? Or is it going to like play into the whole universe?
I heard it's going to be kind of a sequel, but I don't know if it's going to involve the comic books and stuff or just going to be a sequel to the first one.
I thought since Shane was in the original Predator that he was actually trying to keep it the same universe as the one that he was in.
Yeah, but then you had AVP that went and said they gave references to what they saw in Predator 1 and 2, and it's just like, wait, like, where are we going with the universes?
Yeah.
Like, are we sticking to that? Or are we sticking to this?
It might be like a Superman Returns type deal where they just do the, you know, sequels with the second one, and then, like, they jettison all the other stuff.
Yeah.
Now that Superman Returns is that successful, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Let's just make sure.
Another attempt.
We don't speak of that one. We don't speak of that one.
So you talk about wanting like exclusive stuff, you know, like collectibles. What do you want of the Predator?
Conan pop.
Okay. Right. Yeah. What else? What else are you guys shopping for?
I'm a real comic collector, so I actually come here to look for vintage comics or deals on comics. And right now I'm trying to find Fantastic Four number 5, which is the first appearance of Dr. Doom.
Yeah.
And then Amazing Spider-Man 14, which is the first appearance of the Green Goblin.
Okay.
So those are my two books that I'm trying to find for a good deal, but I know they'll probably be overpriced here.
So you have high hopes for your chances?
I have high hopes because I have cash to flash in front of their face. I'm not writing checks or writing on credit cards.
What is the best find you've had in comic books here?
Oh, man. In 2013, I bought an Amazing Fantasy 15.
Oh, snap.
For $10,000.
Oh.
At a 4.5 grade, right?
Okay.
And now that book, a 4.5 grade, goes for about 40.
Damn.
So in 5 years,
that's a cushy pillow.
That's a nice little investment.
Yeah, that's a cushy little pillow.
And I was really shocked, and when I saw it, I walked past it, and I kept walking past it, and I went and talked to my wife, and I was like, I went and looked at other places that see if they had it, and I've been in the comic book realm of collectors, so I went and talked to the guy who I buy my comic books from, and he took me, and he was like, he couldn't believe that it was at that price.
So who was the person selling this? Did they have no idea?
Metropolis Comics.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Out of Bellflower?
Huh?
Out of Bellflower?
No, the ones out of New York. They're the highest. They're the best dealers of high-grade auctioning. And
Why were they selling us so cheap?
At that point in time, there wasn't an MCU Spider-Man, so they were transitioning out of the Garfield.
Okay.
And so the hype for Spider-Man, it kind of diminished a little bit. So
really?
If you wait a little bit of time, those values drop depending on the hype. So, and then when Tom Holland got announced, and then Civil War, the interest went back up.
The state of a movie franchise really affects the cost of an old school comic book, even a classic.
Old school, like silver and golden age, especially. Right. I mean, you got to think.
I love my
silver
that
time,
age.
The print runs were probably $100,000 and $200,000. I mean, 200,000 copies.
Yeah.
You know, in the early 40s and 50s.
Sure.
You know, 50% of those probably get lost. And then another 30% probably just wither away because people don't take care of them.
So even if something's super rare, if a guy, they like the guy who's playing the character, it becomes more valuable.
Yeah, yeah.
Interesting.
Just look at it like the Dead Sea Scrolls. Those literatures, you know. The original literature should want to be preserved. Right. That's how I look at it.
Well, so what about like Black Panther? That must go through the roof, the price of those comics.
Yeah.
I'm sure it has.
Yeah,
I'm definitely sure it has.
I just sent in a book to get graded, the very first FF52 Black Panther.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're going to...
And then I was wondering, since Iron Man was the first MCU movie that came out, did you see that same kind of... hype in 2008, since it wasn't such a huge thing.
I see it now because that the first appearance, Astonishing, I can't remember which number it is of Iron Man, but I think it's Astonishing. About 5 years ago, you could have probably got that book for about $1,500, and now that you can't even get it for less than $6 or $7.
Damn.
So, I mean, they go up in value depending on the hype of it.
So, do you sell books also?
I'm coalescing my collection to eventually market online and sell.
As one big one?
As a boutique type store.
Okay.
Yeah.
So is that going to be painful for you?
Huh?
Is that going to be painful to part with them?
I think it's time. I've been trying to transition out of it. I have ideas of what I would like to do to expand the culture to demographics that aren't really reached in comic book culture.
Uh-huh.
Like, only 6% of African-American culture is actually affected by comic books or know about comic books. And the same thing with Latinos. They have a very low saturation rate as far as reading and knowing about comic book culture.
So if you sell the books, you can help, like...
Yeah, I can promote to areas that don't really see them.
Right.
Hey, you can promote to my classroom.
Yeah.
I always teach with them.
Comic book teacher?
Yeah.
What do you teach?
Speech therapy, actually.
Interesting.
Yeah, in Villa Park and Orange in Orange County.
Cool. And what do you do?
I'm a retired Navy. I'm a biomedical engineer.
Oh, wow.
And like I said, comic books saved my life. I mean, growing up in Chicago, not too many inspiring things to look at. And I ended up coming across a burned down comic book store one day.
Whoa.
Riding my bike through an alley. And I went rummaging through there and found some comic books. And
nice.
I started reading. And then that's where it started from, is just reading burned down comic books from a burned down store.
That's like a superhero origin story.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah, it's great. And then, you know, comic books have been good for me.
Yeah. Now you're here on waiting in line for Hall H to go buy some more.
Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly.
What an arc.
Yeah.
How old were you when you found that burned down store?
Man, that was like 1982.
Okay. Wow.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
I wasn't even around at that time.
Yeah.
Nope.
That's wild.
Yeah.
And so if you could find, you know, you could do one thing when you're in there, you find one book, you know, what would you get?
First appearance of Batman.
Yeah.
Man, that Detective
First
27, man.
That's it.
But, you know, I would forego Detective 27.
Yeah.
for Action Comics one. If Action Comics first Superman. But Detective 27 is actually a more valued and high praised book.
I take the first.
Yeah,
the first with the purple gloves good, and all of the insights from Finger, and it's just like, all right, yeah.
One of my dreams is that I'm like treasure hunting in like the Midwest, going through old homes and old attics, and I find like a book of like in an attic that was in temperature controlled, and I find like an old box of like six or seven mint condition Action Comics number one. That's a dream.
Dude, I'm from Missouri, so I mean, that's not the craziest thing you could possibly imagine.
Treasure hunting in some of those Midwest towns?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. You'll find anything.
At least expect it.
Yeah.
Well, guys, what are you guys going to do like 3 a.m.? Is it easy to sleep here or is it tough?
Yeah, this is cool. Welcome to my home. This is where I live.
Weather's going to probably stay pretty tame.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll be cool, man.
Yeah, I got my sweater and, looking forward to getting that wristband. And, I mean, that's all the adrenaline I need.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to do this every night or just one night?
Yeah, we're here the whole time,
like
man.
Yeah,
guys.
Looking like it.
These
not
guys
the first
right
time.
Here, those guys are here. They're excursion too. They're like culturists, so they didn't have a hotel room. They're just bags and clothes.
That's awesome. Big props to you guys. Good luck with your evening and all your other evenings.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you. For sure. No, I know. I've heard good things from sci-fi. So
I love sci-fi.
You guys excited for Krypton season two?
Oh, man. That Krypton season one was, like, ridiculous. Like, super great cinematography, great expansion of Superman's mythos outside of Superman. Like, come on. That was super dope, man. Yeah.
And we definitely need to end on that. That was a very good endorsement. Thank you.
Yeah. That was super dope.
Good luck, guys.
All right. Thank you.